4. The Courage to Teach. By Parker Palmer. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer is a book about the importance of teaching and how it can be used as an act of courage. It explores the idea that teachers must have both knowledge and understanding in order to effectively teach their students. The book also looks at how teachers can use their own experiences, values, and beliefs to create meaningful learning experiences for their students. The first part of the book focuses on what it means to be a teacher. Palmer discusses the need for teachers to develop self-awareness so they can understand themselves better and become more effective educators. He emphasizes that teaching requires courage because it involves taking risks with one's own ideas, values, and beliefs in order to help others learn. He also talks about how important it is for teachers to cultivate relationships with their students based on trust and respect. In the second part of the book, Palmer examines some of the challenges faced by today's educators, such as standardized testing, lack of resources, overcrowded classrooms, etc., which make teaching difficult but not impossible if approached with creativity and resilience. He encourages readers to look beyond these obstacles in order to find ways they can still make a difference in their classrooms. Finally, he offers practical advice on how teachers can nurture themselves while engaging in this demanding profession, such as setting boundaries between work life and personal life, developing supportive relationships, cultivating mindfulness, finding joy in small moments, being open-minded when dealing with challenging situations, embracing failure as an opportunity for growth, etc. Overall, The Courage to Teach provides valuable insight into what makes good teaching possible even under difficult circumstances. It encourages readers who are already involved or interested in education by reminding them why they chose this path, because they believe that every student deserves access quality education regardless of any external factors. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Courage to Teach. Teaching is a vocation that requires courage, as it involves taking risks and being vulnerable. It is a process of self-discovery and self-expression that requires teachers to be open to learning from their students and to be willing to take risks in order to create meaningful learning experiences. Main idea number 2. The inner teacher. Teachers must be aware of their own inner teacher, which is the source of their courage and creativity. This inner teacher is the source of their passion and commitment to teaching, and it is essential for teachers to be in touch with this inner teacher in order to be effective. Main idea number 3. The hidden wholeness. Teaching is a process of connecting with the hidden wholeness of life, which is the source of true knowledge and understanding. Teachers must be open to the mystery of life and be willing to explore it with their students. Main idea number 4. The gift of teaching. Teaching is a gift that teachers give to their students, and it is essential for teachers to be aware of the power of this gift and to use it wisely. Main idea number 5. The call to teach. Teaching is a calling, and teachers must be willing to answer this call and to be open to the possibilities that teaching can bring. Main idea number 6. The community of learners. Teaching is a process of creating a community of learners, and teachers must be aware of the importance of creating a safe and supportive learning environment. Main idea number 7. The art of teaching. Teaching is an art, and teachers must be willing to explore their own creativity and to use it to create meaningful learning experiences. Main idea number 8. The practice of teaching. Teaching is a practice, and teachers must be willing to continually reflect on their practice and to make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 9. The power of questions. Questions are powerful tools for teaching, and teachers must be aware of the power of questions and use them to create meaningful learning experiences. Main idea number 10. The role of the teacher. Teachers must be aware of their role in the classroom and be willing to take responsibility for their actions. Main idea number 11. The challenge of teaching. Teaching is a challenging profession, and teachers must be willing to face the challenges and to learn from them. Main idea number 12. The joy of teaching. Teaching can be a joyful experience, and teachers must be aware of the joy that teaching can bring and be willing to embrace it. Main idea number 13. The responsibility of teaching. Teaching is a responsibility, and teachers must be aware of the impact that their teaching can have on their students and be willing to take responsibility for it. Main idea number 14. The need for balance. Teaching is a demanding profession, and teachers must be aware of the need for balance in their lives and be willing to make time for themselves. Main idea number 15. The value of reflection. Reflection is an essential part of teaching, and teachers must be willing to take time to reflect on their practice and to make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 16. The importance of self-care. Self-care is essential for teachers, and they must be aware of the importance of taking care of themselves in order to be effective. Main idea number 17. The role of technology. Technology can be a powerful tool for teaching, and teachers must be aware of the potential of technology and use it wisely. Main idea number 18. The power of storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool for teaching, and teachers must be aware of the power of stories and use them to create meaningful learning experiences. Main idea number 19. The need for support. Teaching can be a lonely profession, and teachers must be aware of the need for support and be willing to seek it out. Main idea number 20. The impact of teaching. Teaching can have a profound impact on students, and teachers must be aware of the potential of their teaching and be willing to use it wisely. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Teaching is a vocation that requires courage. It involves taking risks and being vulnerable, as teachers must be open to learning from their students and willing to take risks in order to create meaningful learning experiences. The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer explores the idea of teaching as an act of courage, emphasizing the importance of self-discovery and self-expression for teachers. He argues that it takes courage for teachers to step out of their comfort zone and embrace new ideas, perspectives, and approaches in order to foster growth in themselves and their students. Palmer encourages educators to cultivate a sense of trust within themselves so they can have faith in their own abilities as well as those of their students. He emphasizes the need for teachers to be reflective practitioners who are constantly questioning what works best for them and how they can improve upon existing practices. By developing this kind of mindset, teachers will be able to better understand how different strategies work with different learners. The Courage to Teach also stresses the importance of cultivating relationships between teacher and student based on mutual respect. This means creating an environment where both parties feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear or judgment. Through these relationships, teachers can gain insight into how each individual learns best while also providing support when needed. Main idea number 2. The inner teacher is the source of a teacher's courage and creativity. It is the spark that ignites their passion for teaching, and it is essential for teachers to be in touch with this inner teacher if they are to be effective. This inner teacher can provide guidance on how best to approach difficult situations, help teachers stay focused on their goals, and give them strength when faced with challenges. In order to access this inner teacher, teachers must take time out from their busy schedules to reflect upon what matters most in life. They should ask themselves questions such as, "What do I believe about teaching? What values guide my work? How can I bring these values into my classroom?" By engaging in self-reflection and connecting with their own sense of purpose, teachers will gain insight into how they can best serve their students. Teachers must also remember that there are no easy answers or quick fixes when it comes to teaching. Instead, they need to trust in themselves and have faith that by staying true to who they are as educators, and tapping into the wisdom of their own inner teacher, they will find success. Main idea number 3. The idea of the hidden wholeness is a powerful one. It suggests that beneath the surface of life lies an interconnectedness and unity that can be experienced if we are open to it. Teaching, then, becomes a process of connecting with this hidden wholeness and allowing it to inform our teaching practice. This means being willing to explore the mystery of life with our students, rather than simply imparting facts or knowledge from textbooks. This approach requires courage on behalf of teachers because it involves taking risks in order to create meaningful learning experiences for their students. Teachers must be willing to step outside their comfort zone and embrace uncertainty as they seek out new ways of engaging with their students. By doing so, they will discover deeper levels of understanding about themselves and their subject matter. Ultimately, teaching is not just about imparting information, it is also about creating connections between people and ideas in order to foster true learning. The hidden wholeness provides us with an opportunity to do just that. By tapping into its power, we can create meaningful learning experiences for ourselves and our students. Main idea number 4. The gift of teaching is a powerful one, and it can be used to shape the lives of students in profound ways. Teaching is not just about imparting knowledge, it is also about inspiring students to think critically, encouraging them to explore their own ideas, and helping them develop into responsible citizens. Teachers have the opportunity to help their students discover new passions and interests that will stay with them for life. Teachers must recognize the importance of this gift they are giving their students. They should strive to create an environment where learning can take place without fear or judgment. It's important for teachers to foster an atmosphere of respect and understanding so that all voices can be heard. By creating a safe space for learning, teachers give their students the courage they need to express themselves freely. It's essential for teachers to use this gift wisely by providing meaningful instruction that engages each student on an individual level. This means tailoring lessons according to different learning styles and abilities while still challenging each student appropriately. Teachers should also strive to make connections between what they teach in class and real-world applications so that students understand how what they learn applies outside of school. Main idea number 5. The idea of teaching as a calling is one that has been around for centuries. It implies that teachers are called to serve their students and the greater good, and must be willing to answer this call with courage and dedication. Teaching is not just a job or career, it is an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. As Parker Palmer writes in The Courage to Teach, teaching can be seen as an act of faith, a commitment to something larger than ourselves, something we believe will bring benefit both now and later on. 4. This idea of teaching as a calling requires teachers to have courage, courage to take risks, challenge assumptions, ask difficult questions, and create meaningful learning experiences for their students. It also requires them to have compassion, compassion for themselves when they fail or make mistakes, compassion for their students who may struggle with certain concepts, and compassion for those who do not understand why education matters. Answering the call to teach means being open-minded about what teaching can offer us, new perspectives on our own beliefs, opportunities for growth through collaboration with colleagues, chances to learn from our mistakes, moments of joy when we see our students succeed. Ultimately, answering this call means having the courage and conviction necessary to help shape young minds into thoughtful citizens ready for success in life. Main idea number 6. The idea of creating a community of learners is an important concept for teachers to understand. A classroom should be seen as a place where students can come together and learn from each other, not just from the teacher. By fostering an environment that encourages collaboration and dialogue between students, teachers can create a space in which everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. In order to do this, it is essential for teachers to establish clear expectations about how they want their classrooms to operate. This includes setting ground rules that promote respect among all members of the class, encouraging active participation in discussions, and providing opportunities for meaningful feedback on student work. Additionally, it is important for teachers to recognize the diversity within their classrooms by valuing different perspectives and experiences. Creating a community of learners also requires that teachers take time to get to know their students individually so they can better understand what motivates them academically. Teachers should strive to build relationships with each student based on mutual trust and understanding so that learning becomes more meaningful for everyone involved. Main idea number 7. The art of teaching is a complex and multifaceted endeavor. It requires teachers to be creative, flexible, and open-minded in order to create meaningful learning experiences for their students. Teaching involves more than just imparting knowledge, it also involves inspiring students to think critically and develop their own ideas. To do this effectively, teachers must be willing to explore their own creativity and use it as a tool for engaging with the material they are teaching. In his book The Courage to Teach, Parker Palmer emphasizes the importance of cultivating an attitude of openness towards one's own creativity when teaching. He argues that by embracing our creative potential, we can become better educators who are able to foster deeper connections between ourselves and our students. This connection allows us to create learning environments where both teacher and student feel safe enough to take risks, ask questions, make mistakes, and learn from them. Ultimately, the art of teaching is about finding ways to bring out the best in each student while still providing them with a solid foundation of knowledge. By tapping into our own creativity as teachers, we can find new ways of connecting with our students on an emotional level, which will help them engage more deeply with what they are being taught. Main idea number 8. The practice of teaching is an ongoing process that requires teachers to continually reflect on their practice and make adjustments as needed. Teaching is not a static activity, but rather one that evolves over time in response to the changing needs of students and the ever-evolving educational landscape. As Parker Palmer states in The Courage to Teach, teaching is a practice, not a performance. It involves risk-taking and experimentation as well as reflection and evaluation. 4. In order for teachers to be successful in their profession, they must be willing to take risks and experiment with different approaches. They must also have the courage to evaluate their own practices honestly so that they can identify areas where improvement may be necessary. This self-reflection allows them to stay current with best practices while also developing new strategies for engaging students more effectively. Furthermore, teachers should strive for continual growth by seeking out professional development opportunities such as attending conferences or workshops related to teaching methods or pedagogy. By doing this, they can gain valuable insight into how other educators are approaching instruction, which can help inform their own practice. Main idea number 9. Questions are powerful tools for teaching because they can help to engage students in the learning process. Questions can be used to stimulate critical thinking, encourage exploration of new ideas, and promote active participation in class discussions. By asking questions that require thoughtful responses from students, teachers can create an environment where meaningful dialogue takes place and knowledge is shared. In addition to engaging students in the learning process, questions also have the power to challenge existing beliefs and assumptions. Asking thought-provoking questions encourages students to think more deeply about a topic or issue and consider alternative perspectives. This type of questioning helps foster open-mindedness and encourages creative problem-solving. Finally, by using questions as part of their teaching practice, teachers demonstrate respect for their students' intelligence and autonomy. When teachers ask meaningful questions rather than simply providing answers or lecturing on a subject matter, it shows that they value student input and recognize each individual's unique contributions. Main idea number 10. The role of the teacher is an important one, and it should not be taken lightly. Teachers are responsible for providing a safe learning environment in which students can explore their interests and develop their skills. They must also ensure that all students have access to the same quality education regardless of race, gender, or socioeconomic status. Furthermore, teachers must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and decisions in order to create a positive classroom atmosphere. Teachers need to understand that they are more than just instructors. They are mentors who guide students through difficult concepts and help them reach their full potential. It is essential that teachers foster relationships with each student so that they can better understand how best to support them academically as well as emotionally. Additionally, Teachers should strive to create an inclusive classroom where everyone feels respected and valued. Finally, teachers must recognize the power of collaboration between themselves and other educators within the school system. By working together with administrators, parents, counselors, librarians, etc., teachers can provide a comprehensive educational experience for all students while ensuring equitable outcomes across different groups. Main idea number 11. Teaching is a challenging profession, and teachers must be willing to face the challenges that come with it. It requires an immense amount of dedication, patience, and creativity in order to effectively reach students. Teachers must also be open to learning from their mistakes and adapting their teaching methods as needed. They need to stay up to date on new educational trends and technologies so they can provide the best possible education for their students. In The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer, he emphasizes the importance of understanding one's own limitations as a teacher in order to become more effective. He encourages teachers not only to recognize their strengths but also acknowledge areas where they may need improvement or further development. By doing this, teachers can better understand how they can use those strengths while addressing any weaknesses. Palmer also stresses the importance of self-care when it comes to teaching. Taking care of oneself mentally and physically is essential for being able to give your best effort in the classroom each day. Additionally, he encourages teachers not only teach content but also foster relationships with students so that learning becomes meaningful for them. Overall, teaching is a difficult yet rewarding profession that requires courage and resilience from its practitioners. With dedication and hard work, however, great things are possible. Main idea number 12. The joy of teaching is something that all teachers should strive to experience. Teaching can be a rewarding and fulfilling profession, but it can also be challenging and difficult at times. It is important for teachers to recognize the joy that comes from teaching and embrace it in order to make their job more enjoyable. When teachers are able to find joy in their work, they become more engaged with their students and create an environment where learning is fun and meaningful. This kind of atmosphere encourages students to take risks, explore new ideas, ask questions, and develop critical thinking skills. Additionally, when teachers enjoy what they do, they are better equipped to handle the challenges that come with being an educator. Teachers must remember that there will always be moments of frustration or difficulty during the course of a school year. However, if they focus on finding the joy in teaching, then these moments will not seem as daunting or overwhelming. By recognizing the positive aspects of teaching, such as helping students reach their potential or making a difference in someone's life, even if only temporarily, educators can find fulfillment in their work. Main idea number 13. Teaching is a responsibility that should not be taken lightly. As teachers, we have the power to shape and influence our students' lives in profound ways. We must recognize this power and use it responsibly, with an awareness of the potential consequences of our actions. We must also take responsibility for creating a learning environment where all students feel safe, respected, and valued. This means being aware of how our words and actions can affect each student differently based on their individual backgrounds or experiences. It also means recognizing when we may need to adjust our teaching methods or approaches in order to better meet the needs of all learners. Finally, as teachers, we must accept responsibility for ourselves by engaging in ongoing professional development so that we can stay up to date on best practices and remain effective educators. By taking ownership over our own growth as professionals, we are better able to serve our students' needs. Main idea number 14. The need for balance in teaching is essential. Teaching can be a very demanding profession, and it's important to recognize that teachers must make time for themselves as well as their students. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the demands of the job, but taking care of oneself is just as important as taking care of one's students. Teachers should strive to create a healthy work-life balance so they can remain energized and focused on their work. Teachers should also take advantage of opportunities to recharge and relax outside of school hours. This could include activities such as yoga or meditation, going for walks in nature, reading books or magazines, listening to music, spending time with friends and family members, or simply taking some quiet time alone. Allowing yourself these moments away from your classroom will help you stay refreshed and motivated when you return. Finally, teachers should remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's necessary if we want our students to benefit from our best efforts each day. Taking breaks throughout the day helps us maintain focus on our tasks at hand while also allowing us enough energy reserves for after-school activities like grading papers or attending meetings. Main idea number 15. Reflection is an important part of teaching, as it allows teachers to assess their practice and make adjustments where necessary. Reflection helps teachers to identify areas for improvement, recognize successes, and develop strategies for future success. It also provides a way for teachers to connect with their students on a deeper level by understanding the impact of their actions in the classroom. When reflecting on teaching practices, it is important that teachers take time to consider both positive and negative aspects of their work. This can include looking at student feedback or observing how different approaches have been received in the classroom. By taking this time to reflect, teachers can gain insight into what works best for them and their students. In addition to helping improve teaching practices, reflection can also be beneficial in terms of personal growth. Taking time out from busy schedules to think about one's own values and beliefs can help educators become more aware of themselves as individuals as well as professionals. This self-awareness can lead to greater confidence when interacting with colleagues or addressing challenging situations. Overall, reflection is an invaluable tool that all educators should use regularly throughout their careers. Through thoughtful consideration of past experiences and current challenges faced in the classroom environment, teachers are able to continually refine their practice while developing meaningful relationships with students. Main idea number 16. Self-care is an essential part of being a teacher. It is important for teachers to recognize the importance of taking care of themselves in order to be effective educators. Self-care involves activities that help maintain physical, mental, and emotional health. This can include getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, engaging in leisure activities such as reading or listening to music, and spending time with family and friends. Teachers must also take time for self-reflection and introspection. Reflecting on their teaching practices helps them become more aware of their strengths and weaknesses so they can make adjustments accordingly. Additionally, it allows them to gain insight into how their students are responding to instruction, which can inform future lesson plans. Finally, teachers should practice self-compassion by recognizing that mistakes are inevitable, but learning from those mistakes will lead to growth over time. They should also remember that no one is perfect, everyone makes mistakes at some point in life. Main idea number 17. Technology can be a powerful tool for teaching, and teachers must be aware of the potential of technology to enhance their instruction. Technology can provide students with access to vast amounts of information, allowing them to explore topics in greater depth than ever before. It also allows teachers to create interactive lessons that engage students in meaningful ways and help them develop critical thinking skills. Additionally, technology can enable collaboration between classrooms around the world, providing opportunities for global learning experiences. However, it is important for teachers to use technology wisely. Technology should not replace traditional methods of teaching, rather, it should supplement existing strategies and allow teachers to reach more students or teach more effectively. Teachers need to understand how different technologies work and how they might best be used in their classroom setting so that they are able to maximize its potential benefits while minimizing any risks associated with its use. In order for technology-based instruction to be successful, teachers must have an understanding of both the educational goals they wish to achieve as well as the capabilities offered by various technologies available today. By taking advantage of these tools appropriately, educators can ensure that their students receive a quality education that prepares them for success in our increasingly digital world. Main idea number 18. Storytelling is a powerful tool for teaching, and teachers must be aware of the power of stories to create meaningful learning experiences. Stories can help students make connections between their own lives and the material they are studying, as well as provide them with an emotional context in which to understand complex concepts. By using stories in the classroom, teachers can engage students on multiple levels, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually, and foster deeper understanding of course content. Stories also have the potential to inspire students by providing examples of courage or perseverance that may be relevant to their own lives. Through storytelling, teachers can share values such as respect for diversity or commitment to justice that will stay with students long after they leave the classroom. Finally, stories offer a way for teachers to connect with their students on a personal level. When used thoughtfully and respectfully, storytelling can build trust between teacher and student. In short, storytelling has tremendous potential for creating meaningful learning experiences in any classroom setting. Teachers should take advantage of this powerful tool by incorporating stories into their lessons whenever possible. Main idea number 19. Teaching can be a difficult and isolating profession. It is easy to become overwhelmed by the demands of the job, and it can be hard to find support from colleagues or administrators. As teachers, we must recognize our need for support and actively seek out ways to get it. We should look for mentors who have been in the field longer than us, join professional organizations that provide resources and networking opportunities, or even just reach out to other teachers in our school district. In his book The Courage to Teach, Exploring the Inner Landscape of a Teacher's Life, Parker Palmer emphasizes how important it is for teachers to cultivate relationships with others who understand their struggles. He encourages educators to create circles of trust where they can share their experiences without fear of judgment or criticism. These circles are essential because they allow us as teachers to feel seen and heard while also providing an opportunity for growth through honest dialogue. Support systems like these are invaluable tools that help us stay connected with each other as well as ourselves. They remind us why we chose this profession in the first place, to make a difference in students' lives, and give us strength when times get tough. Ultimately, having access to supportive networks allows us not only survive but thrive in our teaching careers. Main idea number 20. Teaching is a powerful tool that can shape the lives of students in profound ways. As teachers, we have an obligation to use this power responsibly and thoughtfully. We must be aware of our potential to influence our students' attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors for better or worse. It is essential that we recognize the impact teaching has on our students and strive to create positive learning environments where all learners feel safe, respected, and valued. In The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer, he emphasizes the importance of understanding how teaching affects those who are taught. He encourages teachers to reflect on their own experiences as learners so they can gain insight into what works best for their students. He also stresses the need for teachers to cultivate relationships with their students based on trust and mutual respect in order to foster meaningful learning experiences. Ultimately, it is up to us as educators to ensure that our teaching practices are effective and beneficial for all involved. By recognizing the impact teaching has on student development, we can make sure that each lesson plan contributes positively towards creating a more equitable society. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.